probably not the expertise here of Greg Hipp, the executive director of the Chicago Area Runners Association, but maybe as you're running through the woods, Greg, you see a turtle. You don't want to step on the turtles. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, Steve. It's great to be on with you.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you. I suppose this weather is kind of a blessing if you're a runner. At least it's better than 85 degrees, I suppose. Running season has begun. What does that mean as far as the Chicago Area Runners Association is concerned? How are you doing these organized runs this year?
Yeah, so we are back at it for sure, and the spring is always an exciting time for our running community. And so we have certainly some races that are getting going again. Our training programs are live and active. We've got group runs. So a lot of things are happening, but certainly they look a little different, and our leadership has worked really hard, you know, over the last year to keep serving the running community but to do so in a safe way with all the different changes we've had with group gathering.
Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control, if you're outside, you don't need a mask if you've been vaccinated, for sure. And if you're outside with others, period, if you're socially distanced, you do not need a mask. And I assume if you're running, you are somewhat distanced from the other person. So I assume your runners now, today, not a year ago, but today, do not run with mask?
Yeah, so we've really worked hard to follow all the guidance we've gotten, and our focus has really been on not ourselves deciding what's safe, but on following that guidance. And certainly some of the new mask guidelines from the CDC has been a little more friendly to runners. And, you know, last year about this time, we were all, you know, doing our long runs and wearing masks while we were doing it. And now, you know, we know that we can do that without needing to wear that mask the entire time. So, you know, when we're gathering in a group pre-run, you know, we're still, you know, having our runners wear masks. But once we get started and we can keep that physical distance and be outside, you know, we can pull those down. And I think there's a lot of things out there now to give people confidence that just passing by somebody on someplace like the Lakefront Trail or one of our forest preserves, you know, is certainly safe without feeling like you have to have a mask on the whole time while you're out running or walking.
Mm-hmm. What is the Chicago Runners Association?
So, you know, we are kind of a unique organization in the running world. You know, we're both a running club, but, you know, where we really kind of stand apart is we work to serve and advocate for the running community, you know, in a variety of ways, from, you know, serving runners on issues like trail safety and trail openings to, you know, working on safety guidelines like through the last year with COVID to help running organizations know how to operate safely. And then what we really pride ourselves in is our efforts to make sure running is accessible for everyone. And so we're, you know, we're not just putting on, you know, the typical paid running events and the most you know, profitable locations. We're trying to put on running events and programs all over Chicagoland. And, you know, we've got group runs from everywhere from Edgewater to Austin to Marquette Park, you know, all over the city as well as in the suburbs. So, you know, we really focus on that accessibility piece, and it's something we really pride ourselves in.
Well, certainly where there are forest preserves or Lincoln Park right across the street from my house, easy. Right? I mean, there are running paths. It's what do you do in some of those communities where there's no woods or forest to run in and there's no clear running path?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great group, you know, called the Austin Running Crew that meets, you know, in the Austin neighborhood of Chicago. And, you know, there's not an ideal place to run with greenways and such there. So, you know, our run group leaders there with Dominique Sabs, who leads that group, you know, come up with safe neighborhood routes. And then, you know, they're also, you know, they run with the big high-vis safety vest on there, you know, so that, you know, folks can see them with the traffic and as well as just to see that that's a group of people running together. And, you know, so that's a difference that happens there. And, you know, but certainly, you know, places like the Lakefront Trail or Waterfall Glen and all of our forest reserves are the ideal places to run because we can get away from the traffic and we can travel over to those parks and find the safest place to run together as a group.
So tell me why one might want to participate with CARA, the Chicago Area Runners Association. It's what I'm getting to is the camaraderie that you provide and the support you provide for other runners.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us at CARA, it really all starts with kind of our mantra, power of the group. And it's just an amazing community of runners who are there to support you and provide all that accountability you need and camaraderie you need to help you reach your running goals. There's so many great running groups in Chicago, and we work together with many. You know, it's not just about, you know, ourselves, but how we can really support the whole running community. But our most valued asset, you know, in terms of being part of our group is the community you get to be part of. And, you know, running certainly an activity you can do alone, and some people enjoy that. But I think what really brings people to Kara is a really positive community of support, and that's something we really enjoy doing together.
Do you have training sessions or training groups for certain distances or certain runs? Ultimately, the Chicago Marathon in October. And by the way, do you have any info on that?
We are actively preparing our runners for, you know, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And if there's any team in the world that's ready to put on a safe event, it's certainly that team at Chicago Event Management. You know, sometimes you think that the local team is just the local team, but this really is the best team in the world. And so we know that if anybody can put on a safe marathon, it's them. And so we have a lot of confidence, you know, in them and with all the, you know, gradual improvements that we're seeing, you know, in the world with events and gathering, and especially with running, that we're going to have, you know, runners on the start line, you know, this October. But, you know, we have training programs to get people prepared. We meet at 11 different locations around the city and suburbs for our summer marathon training program that leads into that Chicago Marathon. You know, and then we've also got group runs and activities for folks, you know, that training for other distance or simply just want to run for health. So, you know, there's activities for runners from all levels within Kara.
So what about someone like me that, all right, if I run 2 miles or 3 miles, you know, if I'm doing a 5K, for me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we certainly, you know, want anybody that is out running to know, you know, you're a runner and you're welcome within Kara. And I think really welcome anywhere in the running community. You know, it's a welcoming community. And I think a lot of times people are apprehensive to get involved in a group. They think they need to be at a certain place or a certain level. But once they come out, they realize that most people there are just like them. And but a great place for folks to get started, you know, in the Kara community is a program called Go Run. It's a program we do in partnership with the Chicago Park District, where we provide a free 5K and 1 mile race nearly every weekend of the year in a different Chicago park, from north to south side all the way to the west side. And they're completely free. They're very welcoming, low hassle, not some of the challenges you sometimes have to jump through for some of the larger mass scale races. So they're a great way to get started. There's so many walkers as well, you know, and with many of our groups, you know, we've really tried to encourage walking with our Run Crew program and our Go Run program. You know, walking is a pathway towards running. And so, you know, even if you're just ready to walk right now, you know, like, Go Run's a great place for you to be until you can gradually work your way from that first mile of running to eventually doing a 5K.
Now, Greg, I believe you said that word, free. So my interest is piqued. How do people learn more about it?
Yeah, so that program, you can find out more at GoRunChicago.org. And we just travel around to different parks, you know, virtually every weekend of the year, basically February to November. You know, we have one of those free events the first through fourth week of every month. So the rare fifth week of the month, we're off. But other than that, you know, we're going just about every weekend. And so we had a great group out at Humboldt Park last week, and we'll be at Jackson Park next week and the 606 Trail after that. And we just keep on traveling to many of the great parks we have around Chicago nearly every weekend of the year.
Now, I believe you're going to say, Steve, this defeats the purpose of running, but I look for runs with, like, you get some beer at the end of the run, you know, things like that. Do you have those runs listed also? You have to pay something, but oftentimes the money goes to charity. Do you have them listed on your website, and what is the website?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure we have many of those you know, kale chips and juice drinking runners, but we have lots of beer drinking and pizza eating runners as well at Kara. And so, you know, I think we value that that post-race beer garden, you know, at many of our events. And right now, some of those activities are paused with, you know, some of the post-race celebrations with COVID, but they'll certainly be back. But we have a lot of races that are happening from the city to the suburbs, you know, on our website, kararuns.org. where folks can sign up for some of these great events. And the, you know, with some of the capacity limits being kind of tight right now, just about everything we open up seems to sell out right now. And so, you know, we've got an event out in Lamont at the Forge, which is an incredible place in Lamont, you know, in 2 weeks. And then we'll be back for another great event. It's just a 1 mile track event for all levels in late July.
Perfect.
On the lakefront up by Montrose Harbor.
All right. Greg Hipp, Executive Director of Chicago Area Runners Association. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve, and hope to see you out running in Lincoln Park.
You will. We head to the newsroom now. We run over there at 1:30.